Today's special guest on 100 Yards of Football raises up from Houston, Texas, where she graduated from Evans E. Worthing High School. Followed by being a proud alumni of Texas Southern University, she went on to pursue her career as an entrepreneur by having numerous successful businesses. One, a transportation service for children to and from school, along with a successful daycare, and a food truck in the South Park area. She attended Mount Hebron Baptist Church under the leadership of Pastor Max Miller, and this is where she met the legendary J.R. Richard. After 11 years of marriage and accompanying him to various baseball events and award ceremonies, JR expressed to his wife his desire to do something for the kids in the community to teach them the fundamentals of baseball so that someday they could fulfill the same dream that he had as a child to become a professional athlete. This was the beginning of the Diamond League Foundation. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome our special guest to 100 Yards. The luminary, Lula Richard.
Thank you.
If you like the video today, please comment and share it. We'll surely appreciate it here at 100 Yards Football. Special thanks to our producer, Mr. Logan Landis, for making it happen today. I'm your host, Vincent Turner, and today we have a special video honoring a great pitcher on the major league level, one of my favorite heroes. I'm not going to tell you no lie, the guy brought the smoke. And it was an honor to see him pitch at a high level. But today we got a young lady that was his wife. And she's going to tell us a story about this great individual, a mountain of a man today here on 100 Yards Football. So how you doing today, Ms. Richards?
I'm blessed. How are you?
Okay, if you like the video, please comment and share. One more time here at 100 Yards Football. Ms. Richards, as we talk about the great man, J.R. Richards, tell us a little bit about the giant of the man and what type of person was he?
He was a great person. He was loving, kind, and he was very considerate. He put everything before, he put me before everything else. And but not before God, because God has his life. And so he was the type of man that would do anything that he could to help you. And if he couldn't help you, he wouldn't pretend. He had no pretension to help and he couldn't. So that's the type of man he was. He was a man, a family man, and he was a very good man. And also he was the type of person that I really just loved his Amina, because he believed in God and trust God, and that's what I thought of him more.
I think when I look back on Mr. Rich's career, and it's a good point that you brought up, he was a guy that was very unselfish. I look at his high school career, and not only was he a great baseball player, he went number two overall in the 1971 Major League Baseball draft, but what I came amazed with him was his basketball prowess. He turned down 200 college basketball scholarships. And then I'm looking at his career in high school where he didn't allow a single run as a pitcher. And then in his senior year, he didn't even lose a game. But most of all, what really stuck out to me about Mr. Richards, ma'am, is this. In one game against, I think, y'all arch rival, Jonesboro, his arch rival, as he grew up in Lincoln Parish over there in Russell, with that, he hit four consecutive home runs, and his team won that game 48-0. But he gave all the credit to his teammates, and never once stood up there and said, "Hey, it's about me." That's what I love most of all about Mr. Richards.
Yeah, he was there.
Then looking at his career, when did he decide he wants to be a minister?
He actually did decide. God was the decider of this, because he had a encounter with God, and after that encounter with God, then he became a minister. But he was following God's lead, because anytime you follow God's lead, you know, if you're doing something for God, you can't go wrong. So that's how he became a minister, because he didn't have the decision to make. God told him that was his decision.
Okay, our social media guy, Mr. Logan Landers, I know he's looking at the chops. He'd like to ask you a question today about the legend himself, Mr. G.R. Richards. Go ahead, Mr. Landers.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. So every story has a beginning, Lula. So how did you and J.R. meet?
Well, we met at church at Mount Hebron because I was already a member and he became a member.
Okay.
So we met at church at a Christmas dinner. And then we met again in March of 2019. And during the time that we met, we was on a bus ride to go to another church to do have a church function. So we got on the bus. We didn't get on the bus, but when I got on the bus, the only seat that was left on the bus was to sit with him. So he said, okay, let me unfold. And so I looked at him and he said, because you know, actually he was a big guy and he was a guy that spread all over the place. So you wouldn't know if it was a seat or not. So he asked me to let him unfold and I did. And so I sat down with him and I began to open up my food because I hadn't had anything to eat since 6 o'clock that evening before. So I opened up my food and he looked and I kept seeing him watching me and I asked him, I said, well, would you like some of my food? And he said, no, go ahead, help yourself. And I did just that because I was hungry. So we went on and went to the church. And when we got to the church, after the service was over, then he came out into the foyer where I was standing and he asked me, could he speak with me? And I said, sure. So I spoke to him and we walked and got back on the bus, which it was the charter bus from the church. And we got back on the bus and he asked me to see my Bible. And I said, oh, you want to see my Bible? And he said, yes. I said, well, why you need to see my Bible? You have a Bible of your own. And so he said, please let me see your Bible. And so I gave it to him because he was so kind and asking so sweet. So I said, okay, I gave him the Bible. And when I gave it to him, he wrote every number that he had in the Bible. and then he passed me my Bible back. And I said, okay. So, and then he said, let me tell you why I asked for your Bible. And I said, okay. And so he told me, he said, if I put it on a piece of paper, put my number on a piece of paper, you'll throw it away. If I put it in the Bible, you'll keep it. And then he said, because you're not going to throw your Bible away. And then he said, call me sometime because you don't never know what plan God has for you. And so I said, okay. And, you know, I never did call him. I called him after 4 days because something kept urging me to call him at the third day. And I said, I'm going to call him. And so then I called him and he said, you called me. You finally called me. And I said, yes. And I said, why did you? He said, oh, I knew you was going to call. I said, well, how did you know that? And I said, have you been praying on me or what? And he said, yes. I said, oh. And so that was a puzzling thing for him to even say yes.
Right. What a great story. Mr. Turner, back to you, sir.
Okay, with this next question I'm going to ask you, Ms. Richards, is what are your most memorable moments with Mr. Richards? But I'm going to tell you, before you get into that question, my most memorable moment with Mr. Richards as an early 11-year-old in Memphis, Tennessee, I remember watching the baseball game of the week, September the 6th, 1971, and the San Francisco Giants was my favorite team. They had Willie Mays, Willie McCovey, not Barry Bonds, but his father, Bobby. And your husband started that game as a rookie. And I remember just the hoopla around the game, but it was more or less like, can this big mountain of a man out of Louisiana, 6'8", 220, could he handle the smoke that the San Francisco Giants are going to put up in with batting order? And he struck out 15 Giants that day.
Yes.
And I was looking at that game. I said, man, he wasn't really fooling around. He was throwing that fastball at the time that was measured out at 103. And then he was throwing that slider that was measured out at 98 miles an hour. But the thing that stuck in my mind, he was a 21-year-old rookie, and he struck out Willie Mays 3 times that game. And I said, you know what? As an 11-year-old, that guy's here to stay. But tell us about what are some of the most memorable moments you had with Mr. Richards?
Okay, some of the most memorable moments I had with him was to have, we used to ride in the city and in the rural area. And then we used to go to Galveston just to eat lunch. And we walk on the seawall. And that was a good time. We didn't need anybody else to have a good time with us. We could have our own fun together. And we laughed and talked. And he was the type of person that would keep me laughing. And I enjoyed that. And that's what I miss most about him. We used to travel from state to state. And I went to everything that he did after I got with him in every state to state, whenever he went. And I just, I love him and I always will. So that was my memorable moments of him.
And then you're looking at the great career he had as a baseball player. Like I said, he won 20 games in 1976, won 18 games in 1977, 1978. Had an overall major league record of 107 wins, 71 losses. The strikeouts, close to 1,500, 1,493. And then playing with the Astros for 9 years. And then leading the league in strikeouts in 77 and 78. And if the unfortunate stroke didn't happen, there's no question about it. He might have went down as the greatest pitcher in the game. But what were some of his highlight moments during your time with him?
Well, his highlight moments was during the time that when the Astros first picked him in the draft. That was the first thing, because that was his dream to always be able to play in the major league. And then in 78, when his ERA was 3.03, and then the strikeouts was 3.13. The strikeouts, and it still remained the high. It still remained the highest Astros franchise record until Mr. Cole broke it in September the 24th, 2019. So, and then when he went to the Walk of Fame, they put him on the Walk of Fame in the Astros Walk of Fame.
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh. And then they put him in the Hall of Fame with the Astros in 2019. And then he was also in a book, The Black Aces, Baseball on the African-American Games, to won 20 games. So that was his goal, just wanted to be there in the game because he loved the game. And he also loved the Astros. And he was proud to be a fan of the Astros.
Tell us about Mr. Richards overcoming some of these challenges along with his baseball career and being unfortunate, the health issues.
Okay. He overcame his crisis because he trusted God, first of all. He was a God of a believer and a person of a believer of God. And then he was a fearing man of God. And he knew that if he trusted in God with all his heart and leaned not to his own understanding, that in all his ways, God will acknowledge him and he will direct his path. And that's what he did. He just trusted in God. He had all the faith that God would make a way out of anyway.
And that's good you brought that point up, because another aspect, and I'm going to go back to his baseball career. Before, like I said, his health issues developed. The one thing that I loved about Mr. Richards, and I'm going to keep calling him the Mountain of the Man today, 5 years in a row as a starting pitcher in the major leagues, he never missed a start. I want people out there to realize this. Watching the game today, and you've seen these pitchers go, what, at the most six innings, and then going back to the Roger Clemens era, and we're talking about him and talking about all these other great pitchers. They are Richards. Went 5 years in a row with not missing a start. That's unbelievable. That's special. But tell us about his book.
Okay. The name of the book is Still Throwing Heat. And that's a book about him, his high school, I mean, from childhood to high school and to baseball and all of the things that he accomplished in baseball. That book tells you all of those things. And the book is, it's a great reading. And we have a website of www.jrrichardfoundation.org. Okay, and the book is really, it can be purchased at Amazon and Triumph Books, and all the proceeds will go towards the Diamond League Foundation. And he, that's what the book is talking about. So it's a very good book to read, and it would be very interesting.
Okay, tell us about his foundation. I know he's done a lot in the Houston area from the standpoint of the homeless and the youth. Let's tell us a little bit about his foundation today here on 100 Yards of Football.
Okay, the foundation is that we actually we started the foundation by a conversation because he said he wanted to be able to give something back to the children, to the community, and help the children to understand the fundamental of the baseball game and to play it. And so after we talked about it, then he said, okay, well, he said, well, why don't we just name it the Diamond League? And I said, that sounds good. So we both partnered up and said, okay, that's good. And that's what we did. We did the foundation, and that was the beginning of the foundation. And so, I mean, he wanted to help the children understand the fundamental of the game, but he also wanted to be able to teach them because the game taught him how to be mentally, physically, and spiritually with the game.
But with my research about the great pitching along with you, one thing that I want you to explain to people today, and especially to the youth, our children, along with him, y'all were really big on the educational aspect.
Yes.
And being right and being a young man and a young woman. Explain that today here on 100 Yards of Football.
Okay, we did this because we know that anything is possible with God. But you have to trust in God and you have to believe in him. And J.R. knew that he got help when he was young, and with him getting the help that he needed when he was young, then that helped him. And he thought that he would be able to help somebody else.
And then going back to the 12 Black Diamond Aces and seeing him develop that with Don Newcomb, Bob Gibson, Vita Blue, James, Timothy Mudcat Grant. Talk about developing that in Atlanta. I mean, in the Houston area, I'm broadcasting locally out of Atlanta. Let's talk about going back. Go back and talk about that one more time, the 12 Diamond Black Aces.
Okay, the Diamond Aces is about the men that did 20 games, that won 20 games. And well, it's not men, but the Black men, the African-American men, so they won 20 games. And that's what it's about. And that book is written by Mudcat Grant, Jim Mudcat Grant. And so that's the way you can get that book.
And then when you look at overall, and we talk about a guy that was, like I said, if it wouldn't been for his health issues, could have went down as one of the greatest pitchers in Major League Baseball. Looking at his career, and today I'm not going to not hop on anything that happened to him after the game because of his health issues. Say I'm a young man, and I'm watching G.I. Rich's story, right? And I'm saying I'm in middle school, and I want to get to the level he gets. From your own aspect and you being around me, and also from your personal opinion, what would I need to start doing today to reach that level?
You need to first start being mentally ready. And the only way you could be mentally ready is because you would start off being a child that the parents could be able to tell things to do, and they do it. And the other things is that you would have to have the want to do it. Now, if you don't want to do it, you won't be able to do it. So I feel like the only way that you can do it is to trust, to have the trust and believe in God. And because whatever you do, you can do anything through Christ who strengthens you.
Looking overall today, it's been a very, very huge blessing to have this young lady on our show today, because when you look at G.I. Richards, and I think people after this show, and I hope that you watch the video, that what he did back in the 70s as a major league pitcher was just astonishing. And I know everybody want to talk about Nolan Ryan being the best with the Houston Astros, but hey man, this ain't no mistake. J.I. Richards was the man that carried the torch. And it's so much of an honor, Miss Lulu Richards is on our show today. We want to say thank you. So, Miss Richards, what is your final words today here on 100 Yards of Football?
Okay, my final word on the is I want to have anyone that can help me continue to live my husband's legacy, to help me with it, and to partner with me, or any person that want to just come in and help. I would appreciate it if they would. And I know that through God, everything is possible. So I'm asking, and that's the only way I'm going to get it, if I ask. So he said, ask and you shall receive. So that's why I'm asking anyone that want to participate or help me, or even give me some type of leeway, because to help me keep my husband's legacy alive. And not only that, I want to be able, I hope and pray that the Astros would someday want to retire his number.
We'd like to say thank you to Miss Lulu Richards today. We are 100 Yards of Football. It's been a blessing. It's been an honor to have you on the show today. I'd like to say give special thanks to our team, Mr. Logan Lambert. Thank you for today for making it happen. To Mr. Jeremiah Long, thank you, man. I wouldn't be where I'm at. To my brother from Brooklyn, New York, who just had a birthday this past week on Monday, Ronnie Keebler, man, you know how I feel about the happy birthday. Mr. Mar Denham, for your great introduction today, Miss Richards. And to tell you something about Mr. Denham, Miss Richards, he is from the state of Texas, Lufkin, Texas, by way of Sam Houston State. And then, of course, Mr. Bobby Butler, Atlanta Falcons, Florida State great. And for the gentleman who put this interview together, many blessings to you. Jim Maryland, Southern University great. Father of Russell Maryland, 1991 NFL draft pick in the NFL draft. And my final words today about J.R. Richards. There's some people that go throughout this game, whether it's baseball, basketball, or football, and they perform at a high level. They don't never get their flowers. They don't never get their respect for whatever do. But let me tell you something about Mr. Richards. From 1971 to 1978, he might have been the best pitcher in all of baseball. It was just unfortunate he was with the Houston Astros, and he was overshadowed by, some people say, the legend Nolan Ryan. But if you go back, check the stat list, check the Astros during that time, I guarantee you, you'll start having a second opinion that G.R. Richards was that guy. So my final words about G.R. Richards. It's a movie I saw as a freshman at the University of Arkansas. And when I think about him, I think about him on this level. Warriors come out to play. J.R. Richards was a warrior. The 1978 classic. Thank you today here on 100 Yards Football. Thank you to Ms. Lulu Richards coming to us live out of Houston, Texas. Y'all be blessed and stay safe. We are 100 Yards of Football. God bless.